Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Hi, you guys. I'm so excited to be back for the next part of our series. Today, we are going to be talking about the Polar Express. And I love this time of year because we really feel the magic that's in the air. And last week, we talked a little bit about Scrooged. And even he admitted, Frank Cross admitted, that this is the time of year that we essentially believe in ourselves more. We believe in the good of humanity. We feel a sense of magic and connection. And we can actually have this feeling of abundance, this feeling of peace, this feeling of connection anytime during the year. Let's talk more about magic. Let's talk about why it is okay to feel the magic around the holidays, and more so, how we can take that abundant energy and magic, not just in this season and in these movies that we're talking about, but our whole lives, right? Because that's really what we want. We want abundance. We want to feel the peace connection all year long. So Polar Express is so good. It's got so many juicy tidbits. And so this video is going to be a little bit longer than normal because there's just so much in this, okay? So let's start with the end of the magic. We open on a scene of our hero boy. Note that he actually does not have a name. And if you do a quick Google search, Hero Boy is his name. And we see that he's having a hard time this year, right? This holiday season, he's not sure he actually believes in Santa anymore. He's not sure he believes in the magic. And it's so interesting because when we come into this world, when we're younger, when we're born, and we don't have any of the conditioning and we don't know how society works or anything like that, we are filled with that joy and that wonder of being a kid, right? That childlike wonder. And along our way, between the conditioning that we receive from our parents, from our friends, from society, and our logic and reasoning starting to kick in, our brain is starting to develop and starting to really take over, right? Our mind becomes a bit of a monkey mind as we get older if we don't learn to come into the present moment and really choose our thoughts. It takes over our intuition. It can take over the connection that we have to all that is. It takes over that innate sense, that gut sense that we get when we want to do something or go a certain way or know something. And then our conditioning says, oh, but no, you can't do that. Or no, society says you're not allowed to do that. And so this story, The Polar Express, is this kid's chance to choose the magic. He's in between that time where that childlike wonder is starting to be questioned by his logic. So that's where he is. He's in the middle, and we get to see his story unfold. I also want to talk about the other kids in the movie, because each child actually represents a state of believing, okay? So now we've got the hero boy, and he is in between his magic and intuition and his abundance and his logic, right? And then we have the hero girl. She is also not named, who is very positive, who is very much in the magic and in the intuition, who is always like, of course it's going to work out. Of course, this is everything that I dreamed it would be. And then we have Billy, who is actually named. And if you also Google this, it's like Billy/Lonely Boy or something. And this is the state of belief where he feels like nothing is ever working out for him. And he literally says that, it never works out for me. Christmas just doesn't work out for me. And we see all three children go through the same experience, but with different levels of abundance and state of being in the magic. Some good quick examples to really illustrate this even more. is actual scenes where when they first come up upon the North Pole, hero girl is like, it's everything I dreamed it would be. And then our hero boy is like, oh, wow, it's real. And then Billy is like, is this really true? Like, is this all just a dream? And then our hero boy, in response to that, actually says no. So you can see that our hero boy is actually starting to believe more and dip into that real magical abundance space as the story progresses, right? And so obviously the Polar Express is doing its job. And then at the end of the movie, we see that Billy is still really apprehensive that Christmas is going to work out for him. Even in the sleigh, when they get caught, they get found out that they had gone off and had this own little adventure. He wouldn't let go of the gift. He wouldn't let go. There was so much scarcity and fear and lack that, like, oh my gosh, this present is for me. And even though I don't really believe that Christmas ever works out for me, I see something that could be different for me, and I'm going to hold on to it. And the elves are like, you've got to let it go, and you've got to trust the fact that this will be delivered to you and that you will have Christmas, that it will work out for you, that abundance is for you and is waiting for you. You just have to surrender and you just have to trust. And he does, right? And so the end scene where everyone's kind of being dropped off back at their homes, Billy runs in to just double check to make sure that Santa's been there. And thank God Santa has. So he comes and shakes his present for them to see. And our hero girl says something like, look, Santa's made it to Billy's house already. Isn't that amazing? She never wavers in her belief, right? Isn't it amazing? Everything is so amazing. And then our hero boy is like, it is amazing. Again, you can see him moving into the abundant space, right? You can see him moving back into the magic. These three characters are really the different states of being in abundance for us to really watch and understand and then see where we are in our abundance journey and where we feel magic is available to us. So keep that in mind the next time that you guys watch the movie and try to figure out where you are and see the different ways that they respond to the same thing that they're all going through. Which character am I currently? Am I Billy, who feels like everything is never working out for me? Or am I a hero girl where I feel like abundance is always flowing to me? Or am I in the middle and I'm like our hero boy who is doubting, right? And he's not sure. It is a process. So figure out where you are in this movie. And then another beautiful scene that you have in the email is actually the ghost on top of the train where he's talking to our hero boy and he's like, believing is seeing. Am I right? When he gets all angry, frustrated. Also, that's a symbol for like society. We're always told that believing is seeing. Like, first I need to have whatever it is for myself to feel abundant. I don't want to be hoodwinked. I think that's what he says. I don't want to have the wool pulled over my eyes. Like, I don't want to believe in magic or abundance just to be hoodwinked, just to be hurt, just to be disappointed. But at the same time, our ghost is actually partially the universe in disguise and helps our three children in a few bumpy spots in their journey on the Polar Express. The ghost helps them on the frozen pond when the Polar Express gets off its tracks and then one of the kids is about to flip over into the ice. There's a hand that comes and pulls them back. And then when they go off on their separate adventure, once they've arrived at the North Pole, the caboose kind of detaches itself and then goes at full speed. And the brake needs to be pulled so they don't like flip over and get hurt. And in that moment, the ghost appears and he's like, take a break, kid. And he's got like his coffee in his hand and he hits the brake, the actual brake that will stop the caboose. And this really is such a good symbol of how the universe leads us, right? How the universe is always lending a hand, always leading us to our path of least resistance and saying, here, abundance is available to you. And this is the way that you need to get to or go in order to get to that space. We're always getting these impulses, these ideas, this feeling of ease. Like even you're walking out of the door, right? And we go back to the intuition here. And something in your intuition says, wait, there's something missing. But then you kind of ignore it and then you keep it moving. And then you realize, you know, once you're at soccer practice or wherever you're going, that you forgot your kid's book bag or their meal or their lunch or whatever it is. We've all had those moments. You forgot your phone. This is our intuition. This is our inner being. This is the universe saying, I want you to feel abundant. I want you to feel the synchronicities. I want you to feel the magic of being alive. And so I am going to be here tapping you and trying to lead and guide you. And then the last scene that we have in our email is where a bell falls off the sleigh and rolls right up to our hero boy. And our hero boy picks it up. And I don't know if you noticed this, and I've never noticed it until I had the captions on. But when he rings like the bell, when he does it up to his ear, the first words are not, well, it's not, the sound is not a bell. It's actually a whisper of doubter, doubter, doubter. And then he's like, oh, wow. And then he looks down at it and he says, I choose. Well, he doesn't say I choose to believe, but this is the moment where he chooses to believe, right? He looks down and he's like, okay, logic, magic. There's been a lot of magic. I'm making the energetic decision to believe in the magic, in the abundance, and believe that it's meant for me. And then he puts it back up to his ear and it rings, right? And that's it. That's it. That's allowing abundance. That's changing our perception and our beliefs to choose abundance. It's that simple. It's always around us. It's always available to us. It's always asking to be let in. It's always guiding us. We have to be the ones that allow it in. And so this holiday season, I hope that you allow the magic of the season to really open your heart to the abundance that is truly available to you, is all around you, and is inside of you, and that you have the most abundant holiday season. And not only that, but you allow this time to really become the foundation of your most abundant new year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.